I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey guys, man, I am really excited about this week's DGS Rewind. We play our favorite segments of the week, and it's a good one. Enjoy.
Our buddy Trish Gazelle joins us from KZK. Hello, Trish.
DGS, what's up?
Okay, got some trash for us?
Sure. Are you guys watching Dancing with the Stars or no?
No, but I'm kind of keeping up with
Same.
It just because of Nelly.
Show
like,
prep, yeah.
I'll watch little clips of it and such.
So the Not first elimination
second.
Was it's a show like I love and hate at the same time. I cannot watch it unless it's on my DVR because it just moves so slow. And Tyra Banks is so over the top. I bet Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews are like, really? You replaced us with her?
That's crazy.
What's her issue? Is she just too much? What is
she
doing?
Tyra. She's, yeah. You know, smize for the prize.
She's like, always been extra.
Blah.
Yes. So anyway, I'm just going to spoil alert if you haven't watched it. The two up for elimination, Charles Oakley and Carol Baskin. They were in the last place. So then the judges could vote to save someone to stay on the show, and two voted to keep Carol, so she's still on the show, and Charles Oakley got kicked off.
Jeez.
She looks insane in every picture I've seen of her dancing and stuff.
I caught part of the first one she did, Rachel. It was unspeakable.
Yeah. You know what stinks is we're making her into this celebrity. I mean, she was on the documentary, but then the big joke was like everybody hates Carol Baskin and she killed her husband. But then when you put her on a show like this and she's doing the whole like kitty cat claws, like it's just so weird.
Horrible.
Yeah, like it's so awful.
The first song was Eye of the Tiger. The one she danced to last night, What's Up, Pussycat by Tom Jones. I mean, are we going to do this all season?
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Do we know if the ad that the family purchased that we talked about on the air?
She loved it.
Did it air nationally or did it only air?
No, nationally.
Wow.
She said, I really hope this helps to find out what happened.
Wow. She's like OJ.
Yeah. She's a real villain.
And now the family is suing her because in the first episode, people were making jokes like, oh, you're really killing it. And so she was kind of playing into that.
What?
So they're suing her for like defamation or something.
They were making those jokes on the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
And Good Morning America when she was on that. So yeah, they're trying to sue her now.
I mean, I already knew she was a terrible person because of the documentary, like all the free labor she uses to run her animal shelter, but that is like next level joking about murdering someone.
How much evidence or belief is there that she's guilty? Is it like a Casey Anthony situation
That's
where like everybody, I've never seen it. So I don't know all the details about her case, but is it like,
I don't know
those,
all the details, but I was
so obviously guilty.
Pretty convinced watching the documentary. And then I think the man who was murdered or disappeared's former lawyer, like all but confirmed that it was Carol Baskin. I think we're outside the,
there's obviously not enough
statute
evidence
of limitation.
Yeah. There's no statute for murder.
Not on murder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched it too. And there's not enough evidence obviously to indict her. But if I had to bet my own $10, I'd bet she did it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in that they have never even found him? He's still missing, quote unquote. Like they haven't even found a body yet.
Yeah, tiger's tummy.
That's what they thought. She fed him to the tigers.
That's a delight.
Killed her husband.
And now she's
dancing with
Tom
the stars.
Jones.
Yep.
Great.
National.
That's the way life goes sometimes.
The Tiger King languishes in prison. I mean, he was terrible too, but
didn't you say that he was assaulted.
He claims that he is being sexually assaulted by guards. By guards. In prison. Yes, and he has asked President Trump to be his hero and pardon
him.
Gosh.
Well, we'll see how that goes. The fourth season of Masked Singer starts tonight on Fox, which is another one I have to watch on my DVR because it goes so slow. But then there's this new reality show tonight right after that, and it's called I Can See Your Voice. And I don't know exactly how it's going to go because it hasn't been on yet, but they bring a bunch of people out, and before they can even hear their voice, they guess if they're a good singer or not.
What?
By the way they talk.
Just wait a minute. Yeah.
What are we doing?
By how they look or how they talk or both?
I don't think they even talk, but maybe they, I don't know exactly how this is going to go. But so, before they hear them, yeah. And there's going to be some really professional singers, quote unquote, mixed in with the amateurs. And I don't know.
Can I just make a request? If there is a Jesus, can he just come back before this premieres tonight? I mean, I'm ready. I'll go through the tribulation period. Give me the mark of the beast. Just let's stop this shenanigans.
And that one is hosted by Ken, what's his name, right?
Yeah, I never know how to pronounce it. Ken Jeong, who's also a judge on The Masked Singer.
Okay.
Is he still, or is he moving on to his own
show? No, he still is.
Oh, okay.
No, he's doing both. Oof. He's busy.
Good work.
David Letterman's Netflix show, you know, my next guest needs no introduction. So the third season is coming out on October 21st, and some of the guests he has lined up, Dave Chappelle, Lizzo, Robert Downey Jr., and Kim Kardashian.
You know what? Okay. That show did not hit me. I love David Letterman,
me neither.
I was so excited for this show, and I watched two or three episodes, and I haven't watched any more.
What was it?
I'm with you.
First of all, look, I'm the king of self-deprecation, and so is Letterman, but it's gone so ridiculously.
Wait.
Letterman, just half the show is about him being like, I'm an idiot. I'm this. Oh, I've never done anything good in my life. And it's like, okay,
you're
David Letterman. Just shut up. And then it's just not good. I didn't find it interesting.
Well, part of the, does he do a typical monologue kind of thing?
No.
Because that was.
No.
And Letterman, like anybody
he's
else.
He's not a great interviewer.
Is only as compelling as the guest.
Yes.
And the monologue was a big part of it.
Yeah, and he doesn't do that, and would you agree with this, Dave? There's almost no energy to him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't bring it out of the guest.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was just kind of like, well, okay.
My favorite parts of David Letterman, now, obviously had some iconic interviews, but it was the monologue or stupid pet tricks.
Right,
or
right.
When he,
you know what? That's an interesting,
wall of Velcro.
It's an interesting
stuff
point.
That he was doing, like the bits.
It sort of reveals like, oh, okay.
That's what
when you just do this.
Yeah,
you're
I didn't want to just see him interview.
Did you watch any of it, Rich?
Somebody.
Yeah, I watched the Ellen DeGeneres episode. She didn't seem mean. She seemed not particularly friendly.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the issue in a lot of her interactions outside of work.
Did you think the apology came off as genuine?
I didn't watch her do her apology on her show. I watched her do the Dave Letterman interview. And I watched the Kanye West episode, which I thought was interesting.
I got twisted up there.
It's okay. I'm probably not going to watch the Lizzo one because I don't really care what she has to say, but I'm a little surprised that she's on the short list of all the people in the world.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Did
you guys see the Emmys when he made a little brief appearance and gave an award out, David Letterman?
Uh-uh.
I didn't watch any of the Emmys.
Nope.
He was on, you know, it was a tape thing. He was, I don't know, it was a stupid bit where an Uber driver kicked him out and he had his big long beard and, you know, he needs to shave that thing, I think.
Totally agree.
Yeah, it's time.
Totally agree.
Man, we just raked Letterman over the coals.
I'm sick of that guy.
All the beard is just great geniuses gross. Of comedy were like, that guy sucks.
I'll say one positive thing. Century. If you've never seen it, you should watch him induct Pearl Jam into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is he just entertaining?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. It was funny. It was it was like some good classic Letterman stuff.
Maybe somebody with kids can explain this one to me. And I'm trying to think back to when I was little. And did we have some? I do not get BTS. Like, is that the Menudo of our? Like, I don't
even know what that is. So
Andrew knows all about BTS.
Get him in
I here. Don't get it. Like, how can you love songs that you don't even know what they're singing?
I bet Andrew knows.
Anyway,
well,
they're
like
going to be on.
Said it's all about the beat. Lyrics
every single night.
He did say
next
that.
Week they'll be on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Every single night performing, they'll be in sketches, they'll be in performances. But everybody loves them.
Yeah, I've never gotten into the whole K-pop thing. I don't totally understand it, but it is like taking over.
Yeah,
and it's huge.
And she's actually going to see him.
It's actually kind of been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, I'm
at least
surprised.
A few years.
K-pop, yeah. Like, I would have guessed it would have been one of those, like, 1 or 2 year fads, but it's proving to have some staying power, which is...
Is Andrew refusing to come in?
Above me.
I don't know.
Is he out there listening to K-pop?
Here he goes.
He's coming. He's coming.
Maybe he's making up his dance routine for TikTok.
I don't think he heard the first request.
Let's see if he can name them all.
Name all the K-pop boys.
Wait a minute. I want to say this first.
Who's B, who's T, and who's S?
I screenshotted this story from today. China threatens to kill TikTok deal over dirty Trump tactics. And I thought, if a time traveler or a person in a coma woke up and you explained it and you're like, oh, there's this app, I'll get to that later, that millions of people watch, and it's just people dancing. And China's mad because President Trump, they're like, President what? President Trump. And
so there's another guy named Trump then. That
like, no, it's The Apprentice.
Oh.
And he was really mean to China, and you just go back to sleep. You just go back into a coma.
I guess there's some kind of a clock drama. I don't know. He kept saying TikTok.
So explain BTS to us.
They are a K-pop group. It's essentially, it's pop, right? It's
sing
pop
us
music.
One of their
According
songs.
To... Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. I guess all
there are seven members.
I love BTS. Oh, yeah.
Of BTS.
Mm-hmm. Who are they, sir?
I'll give you a dollar for everyone you can.
All right.
RM, Suga, V, Jin, Jimin, Jungkook, and J-Hope.
Okay. Oh my gosh!
So there's a Jim and a Jimin.
Jin.
Jin. And
how
Jimin.
Do you sing along to the songs? You
hey,
just
everybody!
Like...
I quit.
I don't get it.
He nailed it.
I had tickets. Yeah. I had tickets. My wife and I were going to go see them in Chicago, but they had to cancel the whole tour because of COVID.
Jin, Suga, J-Hope,
right.
RM,
yep.
The letters, Jimin, J-I-M-I-N,
yep. Jimin,
V,
yeah.
And
Jungkook.
You almost went,
how
you
do you sing
went,
along, Andrew? Like it's in a foreign language.
Oh, that's a good question.
You almost went in age
order.
Order
of Wikipedia.
Oldest to youngest.
Do you sing along?
You just kind of.
I'll give you an extra 20
that's
if you sing
seven,
as much of your favorite song
that's
as you can.
Or 7 bucks.
All right,
you ever
all
right. No.
I'm ready.
No, you just kind of.
I need
you
lyrics.
Know, you can't really sing along, but you know it. You can kind of.
Do you
whistle.
Have any idea what they're saying?
Sometimes my wife has learned a little Korean, so she can kind of pick up stuff here and there. Their newest hit song is in English. Their first ever.
Oh, good.
Yeah, their first ever song
so
in English.
Is it most okay? So is this a phenomenon that's based off of their music videos? Like, is it mostly an appeal to, like, the visuals along with the music and along with the K-pop boys? Or is it, like, you're jamming this in the car?
I mean, I think their music's pretty good.
Okay.
I think they are very talented. Now, that's just about the only K-pop
can you find
I can really...
Play right?
Yeah.
That's just about the only K-pop I can really get down with.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anybody who listens to 996.3 is probably... They play their new song all the time. The
well,
Andrew,
is, your question.
Is K-pop just Korean pop? Is that all it is?
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Trish. We kept it out of the gutter for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's like sort of the preeminent... pop music in
I just
Korea.
Sent you a karaoke
I mean, there's
version.
Other kinds, you know.
Okay.
There's
perfect,
but that's what the K stands for.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the K in K-pop stands for Korean.
Well, a lot of people don't know that. They don't know what K-pop is.
There's also
like me.
Unless they listen now 96.
There's J-pop that's Japanese. There's C-pop that's Chinese.
Oh my god!
Wow. Now you're the one.
Andrew, but K-pop is yes.
I was watching this reality
J-pop
show on
Jewish.
YouTube called Pink House.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Kind of.
Blackpink,
so.
That's the name of it.
Oh, yeah, Blackpink. Yeah, I know. My wife
I was
Blackpink.
Into that for, like, a day.
Did they ever...
Can we hear Jimin?
Yes.
I'll point out Jimin.
V is
his
favorite.
Megan's favorite is Jimin. That's
Can
her,
you
like...
sing it?
This is a karaoke
This is
version.
The karaoke
version.
I know.
Come on, we gotta have the words.
Sing. Come on.
Okay, hold on. Choose on, give the mark of a Miglis rock and roll.
Oh, we don't want an English
going,
version.
Like a rolling stone. When I'm up, no, jump up to the top of the bro. Call me on my phone, iced tea, and a game of ping pong. This is getting heavy. Can you hear the bass boom? I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
Sweetest honey. Yeah, this beat to ching like money.
That's the greatest.
moment of my life. Oh, man, I wish we could put that in the podcast.
It do be having a good beat.
He do be.
He do be knowing the words.
I know, the song rocks.
Sorry I brought it up.
Thanks. I want to thank you for that, Trish. By the way, my favorite part was when the words were actually LeBron, as in LeBron James, and he said LeBron.
I don't know why this happened, but my testicles are gone. They no longer exist.
They did an NPR Tiny Desk concert.
I have another question.
It was great. Everybody
while
should
we're
go
doing
watch
this,
it.
While we're doing this, so like New Kids on the Block,
LeBron
had, or you know, NSYNC, whatever. New Kids had Donnie. He was the bad boy.
Yeah.
And you know, and then they had the really good singer, and then the BTS.
Yeah, so
tell me about V.
Is V the bad boy?
No, V's not the bad boy at all. V is very cute. Mm. V is
he's like a soft boy.
He's got the lowest voice of everyone, so that's kind of his niche in the group, but he's an excellent singer.
Oh, like the Joey Fatone.
What about J-Hope?
J-Hope is he's one of the rappers. There's three rappers.
Okay.
And so he's one of the rappers, but he's also the best dancer. He's the the main day, he choreographs a lot
the timber,
of the group stuff.
The Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
he's
who
the
is,
Timberclick.
Is he? Is he the Timberlake?
No,
the
Timberlake is going to be Jungkook.
He's the one that's going to have a career.
I just
traditionally
don't know.
Jungkook is going to be the one.
I can feel her energy through the board.
He's the star.
The first,
like, why did I have to say anything about him?
Jungkook's going to be the first one to put out a solo album.
No, actually, he's the last one. He's like one of the only ones that hasn't done kind of solo stuff because
tonight,
he can't really decide
be
what he wants to do.
Any number of listeners who want to have sex, and that's going to pop up in their mind. It's either going to fuel it or end it. I'm not sure which, but.
Oh, I'm sure.
I am too.
Thank you, Trish.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Thank you so much for listening to the DGS Rewind. We are playing you our favorite songs of the week.
Okay, we're going to do Craigslist Prices right after I tell you all what fast food item came out the year you were born.
Oh,
that's why
right.
I was asking for birth years earlier.
No, that was for a different reason.
Oh. Yeah.
This is my cover for that.
That was for the tattoo.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? What would you guys do if I came in and had the 4 of you tattooed in my arm?
I think it'd be cool.
I'd love it.
So flattered.
And then one by one, I have your faces tattooed over, you know, just like, oh, look at that, Susan Rose now.
I was like, he replaced me with Trish Gazelle, so I think I'm going to get fired.
Yeah, never explain, like, we obsess over why you're changing the tattoo, you don't
or
tell
just
us
get
why.
A giant Trish Gazelle tattoo and just don't even mention it. Just be like,
I'm doing that.
It's clearly her, but I'm like, no.
No, that's Mother Teresa.
That's just a chick, man. 1990, right?
Yep.
Want to take a shot? It's McDonald's.
He's going to throw it on purpose.
Yeah. Well, I did. I saw the article. Okay. Yeah, I read the article.
The Mighty Wings from McDonald's, which I don't remember.
Here's the thing. Oh.
I didn't remember them either, but then it said that they brought them back in 2013. I've had them. I had them, of course.
There you go.
In 2013. They were great.
What are they?
They're chicken wings.
They're
from
like
McDonald's.
Bone-in chicken wings.
Oh, you know what? Now... Yeah, I think I do remember those.
They were only around for like a month. It was like a Super Bowl promotion, and you could just get like a big box of them. The box was like this big. It was enormous.
Do you guys remember the Mighty Kids meal?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, it was like a slightly bigger.
It was awesome.
I used to get that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's for like the perfect amount of food.
Yeah, it was more for like 12, 13-year-olds than like 7-year-olds.
Why did they get rid of that? That was great.
Because they get rid of all the good stuff. They got rid of the dollar menu, which was the reason I ate between the ages of 20 and 24.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
I know the guy that created the Happy Meal. You know, our good friend, Catherine Jamboretz. Mm-hmm. Her dad, Glenn, who's been on the show, but it's been a long time, had Glennon and Company, and the biggest marketing PR firm in the city where I pepper sprayed and they had to evacuate the building.
Oh, dear.
So Glenn and I go way back, and he created the Happy Meal.
I'll be darned.
Isn't that great?
Wow, I did not know that.
So, big couple of years. 1990, American Taliban's born. Just 1 year later, Rachel enters the world, as does the McLean Deluxe.
I remember that. So
why
sorry,
is mine
Rachel.
Gotta be crap? Yeah. So McLean sorry. Deluxe.
The
what
McLean
is that?
Deluxe, which joined McDonald's menu in 1991,
McLean
was
Deluxe.
Advertised as 91% fat free.
Yeah,
a burger.
What's more, it was astonishingly technical, binding water to beef with seaweed extract to make it juicy. Damn.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, girl.
Yikes.
Just like fern. Like a fern wrapped around a burger covered in water.
The tasty
now,
fern.
Which was the one that was keep the hot side hot and the cold side
oh,
cold?
Yes. I remember those.
Oh,
but
was
I
that
can't
the McDLT?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine. You're a savant. Be proud of it.
Now, if I recall, here, let me dig into the archives.
Who on earth wants a reduced fat hamburger
patty? 91%.
I mean, I get wanting an Impossible Burger or a veggie burger, but like, I want the meat, but take all the good stuff out of it. Give me like 8%.
Right? Yeah.
No one wanted it. They got rid of it.
Meat.
Give me a piece of paper on a bun.
Tony, 1979.
Eight? 1978.
Oh, that's so much better.
Good.
1979 was the taco pizza at Pizza Hut.
Oh,
that blew.
Mm-hmm.
The taco pizza?
Tony's winning so far. He got the beef and cheddar from Arby's.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a winner.
Thank you, Tony.
Woo! You're welcome.
That's the winner. Thank you, David. We owe you one.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Great work, Tony.
1946.
Yes.
No, 1966 is the original Sneaky Pete.
What the heck is that?
This Alabama-based hot dog chain was founded in 1966 by Pete. I love that. Thank you. And expanded into convenience stores and malls all over the region.
Sneaky Pete. So Sousa's a hot dog?
Yeah.
Let's see. The original Sneaky Pete, a juicy hot dog covered in sauerkraut, onions, mustard, and Sneaky Pete sauce.
Nobody did that before the 60s. Nobody had.
No way. In hell am I eating a hot dog called the Sneaky Pete, covered in Sneaky Pete sauce.
Now I want a t-shirt.
At no point in my life.
Now, I got a good one, 1964, but I would have preferred 1965 is the McDonald's Filet-O-Fish.
Mm. Okay. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
That's my sandwich.
Enduring.
But what'd you get?
The original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Hey, all right.
Wow.
64, that's... me, the Beatles, Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
Dang. Come on.
Come
91,
on.
91, me, the McLean Deluxe.
So who wins?
Sneaky Pete.
O.J. Simpson. Everybody still liked him back then.
So you guys are the ones that endured.
Yep.
So what do you, who
beef
wins?
And cheddar versus the Chick-fil-A.
I'm taking Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Every I mean, the time. Beef and cheddar is great.
Yeah, but... I do love the beef and cheddar.
Thank you, Tony. Mm-hmm. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Don. Mm-hmm. All right, Rach, take it away. Craigslist Price is Right.
All right, it's time to play Craigslist Price is Right. These are all locally listed items on the St. Louis Craigslist page. Got some weird ones today. Would you like to just start with the most awkward one first, or would you like to build up to it? I think it has to be at either the beginning or the end.
I'm going to let you choose.
Will you guys vote?
End.
End?
End.
All right.
All right, but is that the one with the visual?
I have three visuals.
Oh,
but
good.
Yes,
I'm very excited.
This one has a visual that, let's just say I'm glad the webcams
gotta
are
keep
not
them,
on.
Got to keep them on the hook. The real weird one's
right.
coming.
You're right. Let's start with a pretty normal one. This is a Razor electric scooter from Frontenac. It's the Razor E300 electric scooter, 44 inches tall, 36 inches long. It's in good condition. It has a charger, but it needs a new battery. It doesn't start right now, so it's basically... A piece of metal, with no electric component at this time. How much are you paying for that? Keep in mind, it's from Frontenac, so this is a fancy scooter.
Yeah, but without the battery.
But no battery.
Correct.
$30.
Already?
I like that. I'm going to say 20.
I think that's better. I feel like 30's high. She tricked me with the Frontenac board.
Oh, you, Chief.
You never know. Neither of us.
Try to mislead.
They used to do our eyeing each other.
I won't
like
dick you. I won't dick you.
40.
41.
Dave gets it. They're asking $75.
No way.
It's Frontenac. They don't know how much things cost.
It's Frontenac.
Good point.
They think that was probably like $6,000 when they bought it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I pulled this one for my friend Tony. This is a set of captain's chairs separate from their vehicle. They actually came from a GMC van. This is out of Edwardsville. Non-smoking vehicle, no rips or tears. How much are you paying for both of those captain's chairs? They look
that's cool.
Super comfortable.
Can be added to any rental car.
$150.
That's a good guess.
It's a solid guess.
$80.
I like it. Yep. I really like 75.
Because really, they're just junk.
75. What do you do with them?
Yeah, they're junk.
You can't do anything
with them.
I'm
in your living room.
200.
Andrew gets this one. They're $100. Huh. All right, next up, we have a hand-sewn bat out of DeSoto.
Like a baseball bat or a flying bat?
Like a cute little guy. Look at this cute little person.
He doesn't have COVID.
Hand sewn. He's a cutie.
$1, $2, $3.
Make a bowl of soup out of him.
He's not spreading any diseases that'll destroy the world.
This hand sewn bat is cute and perfect for those Halloween trees. He loves to hang around and be a part of the fun.
Except
maybe
it's
we should
only one.
Buy him and set him afire.
What? Yeah.
No way.
A sacrifice to the gods, if you will.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
So Tony says $3.
Worth a shot.
Five bucks, Rachel.
Okay.
$1.
Ooh.
Dave?
$6.
Tony gets this one. He's $4.
Okay.
Okay. I know we do this all the time.
Wait a minute. How many did he say? Three? Oh.
Help me understand.
He was under.
Darn.
That's how we decide.
Who needs $4 bad enough to invite the world?
Yeah.
This little guy.
He's very cute, Dave.
I know. He's hand sewn. I would charge like 10 for him.
You know what, though?
Him.
Here's the thing. If I'm a serial killer, this is exactly the kind of thing I'm doing. Because any idiot that would go to someone's house to buy that crocheted bat for $4, easy pickings.
Yeah.
Right? I can kill that person.
We were just going to do it.
What?
Buy it? The bat?
Set him on fire.
Set him on fire. We were about ready to be the ones to go over there and buy it.
Well, that's a good point.
I'm not
bragging. That's a good point.
I'm not saying I'm above being serial killer.
You
meat.
Wanted to burn it. I wanted to throw it off the roof.
Only if you burn it in front of the, like, you buy it and then set it aflame, like, while they're, like.
If I threw the bat off the roof.
To burn it?
What are the chances you could
to appease
it?
The gods, Sue?
99.
Sacrifice.
Yeah, you can't see me, though. I don't think you could see me up there, could you?
Is this at night?
Oh, my God.
No,
gosh.
But I think with those, because of those.
Bats are nocturnal.
Those walls that are up high.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just up there, and you just know it. I'm going
to
say.
I'd love to try.
I
only
sure
met a person once for a Craigslist deal. It was when Dr. Corey Solman got drunked up and broke Mark Bulger's wine opener, and Bulger made me pay for it because he was my friend at home. And so I found one on Craigslist, and I met the woman in a parking lot.
Yeah.
You know my stories of how when I would play in the band, it's 2 a.m, and I'm going through White Castle sober, and I really needed them to know how sober I was.
Right.
I was like,
you needed her to know how normal you were.
Yes.
So, I'm picking this up for Mark Bulger.
Yeah.
Right. Man, one thing I do not have is a lust for blood. You might want to know that.
I was just thinking earlier, I've never killed anyone.
It's like, oh, you can open wine with these too?
You know, I read there's a lot of weirdos.
You're really
on
good
Craigslist.
At pulling toes off.
I hear a lot of stories about some weirdos showing up at people's houses from Craigslist. That's
not me.
You show up and you're just like, I have a radio show.
I'm surprised you just let me in your house.
Okay. Next up, we have a baby Halloween costume. It's a monkey costume. It includes feet covers, tail, and headpiece.
This is a baby.
It's a baby monkey.
Can I see it?
I did not print out the baby monkey.
Did it look like a good one?
It was cute.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
25.
Mm-hmm.
25. What am I saying? Who pays 25 for a baby monkey outfit?
$10, Rachel.
Sue gets it. Right on the nose for the little baby.
This is why I don't shop.
Right now, you each have 1 point. Dave has one, Andrew has one, Tony has one, and Sue has one. There's three left.
I double points because I always go first.
Yeah, you do.
You do always go first. Someone go before Tony.
No, you can't help yourself.
I'll go first on the next one.
All right. Sometimes there's a pretty inaccurate advertising on Craigslist.
What?
This is a listing for stuffed animals, characters.
$17.
characters from the Aladdin movie in like new condition from a smoke-free, pet-free home. Never played with. Just sat on shelf. Can someone tell me what characters these are from Aladdin?
That's Jasmine. On the right there.
That looks like Chester the Cheetah from the Cheetos.
Yeah.
This is a monkey with sunglasses on.
Let me see.
And a camel. That is not licensed. No. These are not characters from Aladdin. They're just like desert themed pets.
It's Chester the Cheetah.
See what they're attempting to do here.
They're trying to
say that's Raja, that's a poo, and that's the camel that they
That's kind
ride
of awesome.
But that is not they are not characters.
What city is this out of? What a hoax.
I did not write down the city for this one.
$10 and a sucker.
Tony got it.
Hey!
Oh! Boom!
So Tony is in the lead right now. We have two left.
There's nothing Aladdin about that. There's not a
nothing.
There's not a Disney trademark on.
Saying there wasn't. Great.
Those are all from the carnival.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Chester Cheetah's got a wraparound.
Those are all from Party City.
Next up, we have an Unlock Your Hip Flexors DVD out of St. Charles in new condition. It's a DVD $1,000. And a booklet for unlocking your hip flexors, the key to strength and vitality.
A like new CD.
Right.
Any price.
Our DVD, which is it?
DVD.
I guess once you unlock them, you're like, well, that's done.
Guess I don't need this anymore.
$5.
Okay.
$8.
$10.
$7.
Dave gets it. $20. All right, this is our last.
Just if you have locked up hip flexors.
Yeah, you know what? You'll pay anything if you're all locked up.
Anybody have a DVD player?
I do.
I have one in my laptop, but that's it.
I think we have.
Yeah, I technically have one in the form of a PlayStation.
When was the last time you watched a DVD?
When my internet's out, I'll watch a DVD on my laptop. Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, I have a ton. But I never watch them unless
I can't tell you the last time I watched them. So. We still have the DVD player there, but I honestly don't know the last time it was turned on.
All right, last one. This is the weird one.
It's what we've all been waiting for.
It's kind of between Tony and Dave right now because they each have two. But I'm going to let everybody bid. This is an adult half doll. In
what?
New condition.
It's a half a person?
That's called a kid.
It's an adult toy. It's a torso. Silicone. What? Very soft.
It's an adult toy?
Torso.
It's an adult toy. Weighs around 15 pounds.
15 pounds.
I'm just now realizing.
Oh my God, Rachel.
Oh my God.
It's a sex doll. What do you mean you're just now realizing it has a vagina?
I didn't read the whole listing.
You didn't know what that was?
I thought it was very similar, and I thought it would be funny. And now I'm reading the whole entry, which I can't even read on
Rachel
the show.
Rachel just showed us the torso of a naked, fully anthropomorphic sex doll.
I was like, wow, this is really similar to a sex doll. This will be a hoot. And now I'm like, no, that's what that is, though.
Did you see the picture?
I saw the belly. I didn't see that.
Rachel! You could do a pap smear on this thing.
Oh, my God. You know what? In her defense, here's how she read it. She thought it's an adult toy as opposed to a child toy.
No, she just said she didn't read it.
Oh, okay.
Because the teenage mannequin, so I thought it was like that. Like, this is an adult. But now I'm getting that it's an adult.
She goes, it's an adult toy. And I go, you mean an adult toy? And I could see it. Yeah. I could see it. She's like, OF. And then she looked at it, and she saw the cookie, and she's like, hell.
Dave Murray's calling us.
That kind of adult. Okay.
Well, we got a bid, don't we?
Yeah, what are you paying
for
that?
Dave Murray's calling a bid. Dave's like, you had me at labia.
$120.
Dave?
I'm sorry. I. 100 even.
Okay.
150.
Tony? On the nose.
No way.
Yes. I'm not sure you should be proud of that.
It's used.
Is it in Florida?
Okay. We never do this. But Rach just goes, we're just cracking up over this. It's a sex doll. She thought it was a mannequin. She goes, I thought it was a mannequin. And then I saw that it said two places for entry.
That's when I figured it out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the DGS Rewind. It's our favorite segments of the week.
Here's a question.
All right.
I'm sorry if it's insensitive or stupid. Lincoln's just dust now, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there's even bones?
He's been dead a long time.
There's probably bones.
I don't know. I would think bones.
I would think bones, too.
How long does it take?
Nothing creepier to me than a preserved corpse. Like Lenin.
Yeah.
Still looks like Lenin.
Yeah.
And a couple of saints.
I told you on the...
I told you.
I told you a couple months ago about that guy. He's in a museum somewhere sitting in his chair.
That's...
And it's just him.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's awful.
He's like in a vacuum.
You cannot put a corpse in a chair.
No. And he's just sitting there.
Don't like that.
I don't like that.
Man, it's looking like Halloween might be canceled. The CDC is warning Americans to, quote, avoid trick-or-treating.
I mean, man, my dumbass. I was at Schnucks the other day, and I bought a bag of Halloween candy. Like, there's any chance it's going to see Halloween.
Yeah. That's a cute story.
I put it in the freezer. You ever candy bars in the freezer?
Duh. It's the only way to eat them.
After 80 years in a coffin, your bones will crack as the soft collagen inside them deteriorates, leaving nothing but brittle mineral frame behind.
I don't know what that means, do you?
That's happening to me now.
Well, I don't know. I guess that you're pretty much a skeleton, but it's pretty brittle. I don't know.
A brittle skeleton.
Your bones decompose in the same way that, like, your body, you know, like your flesh and like organs and stuff do. Eventually, your bones kind of can turn to dust.
Yeah, but
know.
They're still like.
Let's play this game. Look what don't you know?
All we are is dust in the wind.
But like the Paris catacombs, full of bones, have been there for hundreds,
full of bones.
Hundreds
can't
and hundreds and
that.
Hundreds of years.
Full of bones.
They're not dust.
Where's the lie? Yeah,
that's a good point.
Brittle. Mineral frame. I don't know what that means. Apparently, 50 years is when your skin and tendons go.
Cool. Really?
Man, that takes way longer than I thought.
Yeah, I was going to say like
50 years, your tissues will have liquefied and disappeared, leaving behind your mummified skin and tendons. Eventually, those too will disintegrate, and after 80 in that coffin, your bones will crack, soft collagen goes away, and nothing but the brittle mineral frame.
The brittle mineral frame.
I don't know why I can't say that
properly.
Someone
turn that into a song.
Into an Oompa Loompa song.
Nothing will be left but a brittle mineral frame.
How's Grandma? She's brittle. Very brittle.
Brittle.
She's just a brittle skeletal frame. I also have a report on my Pharaoh's birthday t-shirt.
Let's hear it.
Butter. This is the best t-shirt ever.
It's kind of like a little kid's soccer jersey.
It is.
It? That kind of
it
material.
It feels awesome. I washed it 3 times. It still smells like a Long John. But now it's just a hint of crueler.
Nice. I'm glad
you hungry as I sleep.
Yeah.
I could go for a dodo.
Oh, boy. I could go for
it. Oh, boy. I like my shirt.
The best thing is when she bought that shirt and it was covered in donut, like
yeah,
donut
it had, like,
powder.
Yeah, glaze on it.
It's awesome.
Guy probably took it off his back. Here you go. Here's
authentic.
One.
Authentic.
Man, when I was 16 working at Mr. Donut, I had bad acne. I had bad acne on my back, and I'm working over a fryer, and I would go to pull my my Mr. Donut shirt off, and it'd just be, like, stuck to my back.
Yeah.
Rough times. That was tough. Mm-hmm. That's when I started the Clearasil, and it's going to keep me alive till I'm 210 years old. Nick's like, when you die, you're going to be 50% cancer and 50% Clearasil.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.